I glanced at Elis at the oar, and the boy didn't appear to be listening. "I want you to tell me how I'm progressing," I continued, sounding more irritable than I meant to. Perhaps it was just as well. Hadrian needed to realize he was treading on sensitive ground when he spoke of my one-time friendship with Tarek. The priest said now, "Your abilities move forward. In what direction? It is hard to say." I frowned. "What's that supposed to mean?" He considered his begrimed palms before answering. "There is something not quite right about your magic, I think. I'm not saying it's anything you're doing wrong, only that I sense a darker strain running through the talent in you. I don't understand it, but it unnerves me. It feels greedy, ambitious." I thought of my plans concerning the talent, my hopes of finding the mage who had attacked me. Was Hadrian somehow aware of my plans? "I think it is the bow," he continued. At the very mention of it, my hand went involuntarily to my shoulder, where I usually carried the weapon. But it wasn't there today. Unable to justify bringing it on a fishing trip, and aware Hadrian looked at it with suspicion, I had to leave it behind in the hut. Hadrian was watching me. "I know how attached you've become to that thing, Elon, and I wish you would get rid of it. It affects you greatly, and when an object like that changes you, it changes your magic with you. You know how much damage has been done already?" "It's only a bow," I snapped. "I carry it for hunting and protection. It hasn't affected my talent, and it certainly hasn't changed me."
"You're angry," he observed.
"Of course I am," I exploded. "I came out here to fish. I expected you'd probably squeeze in another of your eternal magic lessons at some point, but I wasn't prepared to have the incident with Tarek shoved in my face again. And on top of that, to have to sit still for another lecture on the stupid bow."
"Very well," Hadrian said calmly. "Let us turn the subject away from Tarek and the bow, since the topics offend you, and we'll begin another of my eternal magic lessons. We'll test your knowledge today with a simple challenge, shall we?"
"Anything you want," I said confidently, relieved to move into a new area of discussion. Hadrian gestured towards Elis at the oar.
"Using your talent,
tell me something about Elis that is not evident to the eye. He won't mind your practicing your talent on him, will you, Elis?"
The river boy grinned at us, and taking that as permission, I summoned up the magic always lurking at my fingertips, and directed an inquisitive thread toward the youngster. After a moment's searching, I smiled.
"He's trying to be very mysterious, but he's no good at it," I told Hadrian.
"He feels in good spirits, even amused."
Elis laughed, although I wasn't sure how much he understood of what we were talking about. He sometimes had a difficult time following our conversations in the known tongue.
Hadrian looked unimpressed.
"Anyone could read Elis's expression like a parchment. I want you to tell me something unobvious, perhaps something you've come to notice as you've spent more time around him and the other river people."
He was hinting at something, but I was slow to catch on. My mind went back to the first day among the river people. Hadn't I thought there was some mystery about the folk? A secret hovering below the surface?
"You're finally going to tell me what you're doing here among these people," I suggested.
"No, you're going to tell me," he responded. "This is your test, remember? Think about it, and you will piece it together."